It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack.
Okay, with the holidays, I'll admit, I like indulging and enjoying all the desserts, but during the rest of the year, I always kind of fight my weight and various other health problems and my sugar counts, and actually, I fight a little bit of acid reflux. So, you know, watching what you eat, I'm going to say nutrition is kind of simple, but it's also kind of difficult or complex to me as well. So I want to bring an expert on today, and our expert is Jonathan Jordan. And his website is jj-fit.com. And I'm going to repeat that at the end because you're going to want to definitely visit the website. JJ is an award-winning personal trainer, nutrition coach, group fitness instructor, and fitness blogger. And he offers his clients personalized fitness programs and nutrition advice to coach them towards healthier, sustainable lifestyles. And I think that's the key, sustainable, because for me, it's kind of like a roller coaster. So I want to thank you for joining us, Jonathan.
Hi. Hey, thanks for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
Do you like Jonathan or JJ?
I go by JJ. It's just easier.
Okay, there you go. Easier for me to remember. Go ahead, JJ. Interrupted. Go ahead.
Oh, no. So, I mean, you said it exactly right. Like, nutrition is simple and complex. At the simplest point, you know, particularly if you're looking to lose weight or maintain a lean body composition, you know, eat fewer calories than you burn and you'll lose weight. Unfortunately, the world that we live in with stress levels being really, really high, people having hormonal issues, having medical issues, it's not always that simple. And people ask me all the time, they ask me, like, you know, is this food good or bad for me? Like avocados, for instance. Sure, avocados are great for you. They have lots of healthy fats in them and lots of nutrients, micronutrients. But if I eat 20 of them a day, that's not good for me. So people are often struggling with, like, how do I know what I should eat for my body composition goal, for how I want to look and feel, and how do I sort of navigate all of those different things?
That would be me, because I know fruit's better for me. So as I try getting off chips and all, I told you how much of fruit I ate a day, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, I'm not even losing weight. Something's wrong here. But I thought because it's healthy, I could eat all I want, and that's not necessarily the case.
I believe in the 80-20 rule. You know, try to eat clean or good 80% of the time and leave room for some naughty things 20% of the time. And clients tell me all the time, they're like, oh, this food is bad. You know, it's not like you mentioned chips. And I don't really like to put food in good or bad categories. That has an ethical, psychologically negative component to it that I just don't subscribe to. I do believe in eating clean and taking care of our bodies and making sure that we're healthy and well-nourished. But I also believe, you know, I'm from the South, and I believe in eating food that I enjoy as well, as long as I do it in moderation. And so that's why when I coach my clients, I tell them there's no such thing generally as, like, good food and evil food. You know, if you love ice cream, I want you to be able to enjoy that once in a while. I want you to make sure that you're eating, like, lean protein and vegetables as well. So I typically try to recommend clients do what we call in the industry flexible dieting now, and that's simply looking at your body type right now. You know, what's your genetic body type, which is pretty easy to do. What is your current activity level like? Meaning, you know, are you sitting at a desk? Are you working on your feet? How many hours per week do you exercise? Like, looking at those things and then helping them calculate what their daily caloric needs are, and even breaking those calories down into, like, what's the ideal number of grams of proteins, carbohydrates, and fats that you should be eating in a day? And then helping them pick a lifestyle and a general way of eating that helps them eat to those goals. There's lots of great tools that will help. So the things that I mentioned now, like, I help my clients calculate those things in 5 minutes. There's lots of online calculators that you can use to calculate your caloric needs and your macronutrients. Your macronutrients are just proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. You can find them online. You can find them on my website. I have a calculator on my website. Go ahead.
If we go to your website, you can help us in a matter of minutes get this basic part of it. I love it.
Yeah,
love it.
If you go to my website and click on the blog link, and then you go to the little search box and type in flexible dieting, there will be an article that explains many of the things that we're talking about now and provides links to all the resources that you need to do it. One of the things that is very helpful is using MyFitnessPal. So it's easy. Like, once you put some inputs in to figure out what your caloric needs are and what your macronutrient needs are, then, you know, how do you figure out how you're eating? MyFitnessPal is a free tool. You can download it to any device or use it on your computer. And you just enter the food that you eat on a daily basis. And it tells you how many calories are in there, how many grams of proteins, carbohydrates, and fat. And then you look at what you're eating on a day-to-day basis or on a week-by-week basis, compare it to what your ideals are that you can calculate, and then you look for creative ways to like bridge that gap. And I do that as a nutrition coach, but many of my clients, once I provide them the basic tools and resources and understanding to do it, they do it on their own. And my clients who do it consistently across the board all start to lose body fat if that's what their goals are, or gain muscle mass if that's what their goals are.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, go ahead. It allows them the opportunity to continue to eat some of the treats that they like, right?
Now, can you help people from all over the country, or do we have to be local to you?
Yes, I do nutrition coaching all over the country. I train a lot. I work at Equinox, which has locations all over the U.S. But I do virtual coaching as well. So when I nutrition coach, and if you go to my website, there's a link to virtual nutrition coaching as well. It'll give you contact information to reach out to me. And I do it all over the phone. It's pretty simple. I start with a basic questionnaire that I will send you just so I can efficiently gather some baseline information about you. And then we schedule a 30-minute call to review it. And then we do, depending on clients' needs, 30-minute calls, usually every 2 weeks for a couple of weeks until you get in a good rhythm and start seeing the results that you want. And then most of my clients at that point have figured it out. You know, it's not rocket science. And then I just am available to them via phone call or via email whenever they need me.
I think that's awesome. I'm somebody who's challenged with the nutrition side. I mean, I may formulate products and no chemicals, but when it comes to nutrition, I don't always eat right. Now, my doctor's the one who's been guiding me. I go several times a year for checkups to monitor things, and that's where I'm learning. And so I'm definitely going to visit your website and follow up with you on this. So I'm asking for personal reasons. But also, one of the things you said is calories should be broken down to help achieve my goals. You know, when you say broken down, do you mean like on a daily basis or throughout the day, or like if I ate them all in one meal?
So everyone's body is different and everyone's lifestyle is different. So there are like these ideals, but if the ideal will just simply not work for your lifestyle, for instance, you know, if I have some clients who simply cannot and will not eat breakfast, that just won't happen for them. So, okay, they might have a bigger lunch and a bigger dinner. Or some clients prefer to have three, like there's a lot of debate out there. Should I have three large meals or should I snack and graze throughout the day? You know, there is an ideal for every human, but really what people will adhere to is more reasonable. So I help them figure out like, okay, there's good, better, best. They might strive for the best, but if they're going to fail trying to achieve the best, let's get them to at least good or better, if that makes sense. So I'm less concerned with when you eat those calories during the day. I mean, obviously, if you have one ginormous meal, that's kind of a bomb on your body. And I would help coach them out of those bad habits. But in general, what I do is I have clients food journal for at least a week. And as long as you're averaging out to hit your caloric needs and your macronutrient needs on a day-to-day basis, but looked at over a weekly basis, I've never had a client not trend in the right direction towards where they want to go.
So I love what you're doing.
There's wiggle room to accommodate your preferences and your lifestyle.
I've watched calories, not the nutrition side, and I know that's where I'm lacking. And so, personally, yes, I will follow up with you seriously. But I think it's of interest if you can help all of us. And so I'm going to invite everybody to visit your website again, jj-fit.com. I love your philosophy. I'm the same like with exercising. If you're not going to do it and work out in the gym for 30 minutes every day, at least get up and walk around the block. And after you get used to that for a while, walk a couple blocks, et cetera, it goes on until you start doing more and more. And I think you're doing that with nutrition, and it'll help all of us greatly.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you're looking for a place to start, a lot of people, you know, it's the end of the year, New Year's coming up, people are looking for ways to start. And people are surprised to hear this because I'm first and foremost a personal trainer. If you're really looking to start in one area, pick nutrition first, start to make improvements with your nutrition, and then look to increase your exercise. I really, really find that clients who don't take on the nutrition component, they can exercise all they want, but they're just running in place.
We're out of time, JJ. You've been great to speak with. I invite you to visit jj-fit.com. I'm David Pollack. Great. If you have a question about beauty, visit justaskdavid.com. Thank you for joining us.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.